Welcome to Centering Prayer Meditation. We've started the new year with reflections from a lecture by Thomas Keating on the human condition. This week is the second and final reflection from that work. Whilst each form of meditation has its own way of quietening the ordinary mind and taking us deeper into a state of being, what many of us especially appreciate about Thomas Keating is the work he has done to make accessible the practice of centering prayer. In this practice, Father Keating has melded elements of Christian mystical tradition into a practice elementary enough for any of us to learn, but which over time may help effect a process of spiritual transformation, a practice bringing us to a deeper experience of God, freedom, and joy. A more detailed introduction to the practice of centering prayer can be found on the website. The aim of our meditation, as always, is to create a sacred space for God's presence. And by maintaining our intention towards that presence, through breath, image, or word, and ultimately through silence, experience a response from God's presence at an individual, heartfelt level. This is the heart of centering prayer. Let's begin. Thomas Keating says, God only asks us two questions. Where are you? Which was our reflection from last week. And this week, who are you? So take what you need of the following words into your meditation. Whoever we think we are not. We have to find that out. And the best way, the most painless way, is the process of the spiritual journey. Facing the dark side of our personalities, emotional investment made in false programs for happiness, rest in centering prayer provides us with profound healing, allowing our dark side to come to full consciousness, then letting it go and giving it to God, waving goodbye as it passes through our awareness, and returning to our intention through some symbol, breath, or sacred word perhaps, turning inward again to rest, to heal, to allow. The bottom of the spiritual journey is also the top. To be no one is to be everyone. To be no self is to be the true self. To be nothing is to be everything. In a sense, it is to be God. To be a kind of fifth gospel, to become the word of God and to manifest God rather than the false self. A space that is both empty of self and full of God, to become the other. So relax now in body and mind. Slow your breathing and enter your meditation, centering your prayer, your will, and intention on resting and healing in God's presence, letting go and returning to a space both empty of self and full of God to become the other. So take some time now, some 5 to 10 minutes or longer if you desire, a period of silence, sitting quietly in God's presence, both empty and full, to become the other. Let's begin.